I don't expect this recording to make much sense at all. I am mentally and physically exhausted. Nevertheless, I've decided at this stage in the night, just before I turn in, to crack open a bottle of whiskey, which is actually, I'm getting to the end of it now. It's called Millburn, and it was distilled in 1975, and it's from the Rare Malts Collection. It's a very, very nice drop. I thought I'd have a nightcap before hopefully sleeping the deepest of sleeps before the early hours of the morning. I've set my alarm for 4 o'clock, risking it a bit because I really should be getting up at 3:30, but 3:30 does not seem to me like the morning. 3:30 is a time that nobody should be getting out of bed. So I'll be driving pretty fast at about 4:30 to Heathrow, where I will park the car, check in, and then fly to Austin, Texas. Direct flight, I'm very lucky to have got hold of. And arriving sometime tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock Austin, Texas time. So much has kind of got on top of me the last couple of days that I've just felt a little bit at my wit's end. So many things I've been trying to prepare and do, and everything kind of falling through. The camera I really wanted to be taking is either in Newcastle or is arriving in Birmingham tomorrow, which is unfortunately no good to me. Nevertheless, I do have a trustworthy camera, and I'll just have to stick with that for a while. A lot of what I'd prepared in preparation for South by Southwest for the King of Shaves side of things has now kind of fallen through because I'm going to be out there on my own now. So it's back to square one with the preparations of doing a bit of amplification for Will King. Mark has sent me through a brief on what's happening for the kind of Love Fresh luncheon. I'm very proud as a user to be representing Love Fresh around a table with all kinds of really interesting people from very, very interesting food-related places in the States. So I'm sure you'll hear more later on, where I'm hopefully a little bit more compos mentis than I am now. So today was a particularly difficult day because it was such a wonderful day in so many ways. This would be the longest I would have travelled away from the family. And Tuesdays is the kind of day that I stay at home and just have kind of a play day with the little lad. And he was just so cute today. So cute, so polite, so nice. We just had so much fun, and he's just getting to that age where, you know, we can go out and run around the garden and just play silly buggers, and I don't feel like I have to grow old. In fact, I can do the opposite, grow young. So putting him to bed tonight was so very difficult, and he's just not old enough for me to be able to explain that I'm not going to be there when he gets up. All the next day, or the next day, or the next day, or the next day, or the next day. And we all know how much kids love routines, so do I in some ways. So that is by far going to be the hardest thing. Just kind of being away, and such a strange sensation when, for years of my life, literally years and years, 10 years at least, I've quite comfortably just live out of a backpack, never knowing where I'll be sleeping the next day, and traveling the world, or hitchhiking Europe, or sleeping in ditches, and just not having a care in the world. How things can change. So, yeah, just getting my head around that. I am really looking forward to seeing a lot of the people that seem to be descending upon Austin. I'm really looking forward to the kind of chaos and the melee and and the excitement of it all as well. But I'm going to have some good solid sleep between now and then. So I'll start now with at least a good few hours before the flight. If you're in South by Southwest, I hope we can catch up. I'm going to be pretty much putting all of my content on the URL shave.com. No, that's not porn. shave.com/SXSW. That's been set up by Richard Mackney with assistance from Will King's people at King of Shave. So check that out, bookmark that, and there should be relevant content going in there tomorrow. Just a travelogue, and you know how it goes. I'm sure there might be a little bit of chaos. I'll try not to get arrested. Although I am now concerned, having packed my carbon fibre micro scooter in the top of my hold all, that there's going to be some kind of laws, meaning you have to be helmeted and lighted up with stabilizers or something to be riding such a weird vehicle around. So we'll see how it goes. I'll probably only use it for a day before I get bored. See you guys out there. I'm going to finish my whiskey.